Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Pumpkins, with some 1,500 acres planted, are Kentucky's second largest vegetable crop in terms of acreage, and they, like other crops, says UK vegetable specialist Tim Coulong, took a hit from 2012's hot and dry summer season.
The drought hurt pumpkins because I'd say probably about 50 to 60% of our growers do not use irrigation. And pumpkins would have been seeded out in early June and would have been just small plants with 2 to 3 leaves on them when that high heat and drought set in. And so a lot of our growers had losses early on, and that will be a problem this year for some growers.
Nevertheless, there is a limited pumpkin crop for some Kentucky growers, and conditions in major growing states may be impacting our markets.
Yes. Indiana and Illinois are two of the bigger pumpkin producing states in the country, and the high heat and drought conditions affected them to a greater extent than our growers actually. And so many of the larger growers are suffering from significant losses actually. So for those growers in Kentucky that may have irrigated or been fortunate with rainfall, the prices, at least on the wholesale market, should be a little bit higher this year.
From the Kentucky consumer's perspective, he suggests shopping early for best selection. We'll be right back.
We're the O'Briens. Farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle. We have about 1,200 acres of crop and 6,000 sows.
We're going to do our best to produce the most economical, safe, reliable food that we can. We produce pork and we eat pork.
I love bacon.
This wouldn't be Sunday morning breakfast without country ham. We're a Kentucky farm family.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back today with UK vegetable specialist Tim Coulong on the drought-impacted pumpkin crop and what consumers might expect.
It'll be one of those things. It may be a loss leader, and in some instances, the retailer may put the pinch on the grower a little bit, but I think that what consumers will see, they'll still see a large number of pumpkins out there, but the quality might be down a little bit.
Again, he advises shopping early for fall decorating needs, and on that point, he says the ancillary crops that provide that harvest decorating look for homes continue their growth in popularity.
Be it garden mums or some of the ornamental gourds, fodder shocks and so forth, ornamental corn, that's actually grown quite a bit to complement the pumpkin sales. And so growers that are diversified and producing a variety of different items have actually done fairly well in recent years.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.